UFOs and the military. I cannot believe the coverage UFOs are getting all of a sudden. I mentioned this in an article before. I think it is important to mention the fact there are said to be UFO bases all over the planet. What is even more intriguing is the fact they could have been there for much longer than we have been inhabiting the Earth. Alien bases have been the subject of a few articles I have written, and more information just keeps coming up about them. What I found really interesting the other day was something which was mentioned on the new series on the History Channel called Unidentified: Inside America's UFO Investigation. New evidence was shown on the episode which had to do with the carrier Nimitz and its battle group. It seems most of us had believed only one saucer had flown over the group in 2004, but after interviewing the radar operator on one of the ships and someone else from the radar room and even a pilot which was sent up to check out what was going on, it was revealed these people saw at least 100 UFOs in the sky above them which were shaped like a tic-tac. There was testimony these machines were flying over 20,000 feet high but only going at about 100 knots, which was not fast enough to keep a plane flying at that altitude. The pilot of a chase plane said he saw one of the UFOs fly at a speed of about 25,000 miles per hour while it descended down to the ocean. This was not the end of what happened. The radar operator said he was able to figure out where they were going and charted their course. It seems they were headed for Catalina Island. I found this extremely interesting. You may ask why, and I am glad to answer that question. Years ago, I interviewed Preston Dennett. As a matter of fact, I interviewed him twice, and his interviews are on this site. Mr. Dennett is a UFO investigator, and he told me he had found out there was an alien underwater base by Catalina Island. His proof was the number of UFOs entering the area and the fact some had been seen going into the water by Catalina Island. It seems Mr. Dennett had hit the nail on the head. This makes me wonder how many other encounters our military had with UFOs we either never heard about or were given the wrong information about. I have to suspect it was quite a few, and the cover-up might even have started during World War II. I have mentioned this before, but it is so interesting I have to mention it again. The Red Baron was a very famous German ace who flew in World War I. The people who flew with him were called the Flying Circus. One of the members of the Flying Circus stated the Red Baron, whose real name was Baron Manfred von Richthofen, had shot down a UFO. He said the secret had been kept for many decades, but apparently, he wanted us to know this before he died. We have no way of knowing if this was true, but why would an old former pilot make such a claim if there was nothing to it? We have to remember, even in World War I, pilots knew about all sorts of planes, blimps and dirigibles. In 2014 and 2015, training exercises were being conducted by the US Navy for some of its pilots. They took place over the east coast of the United States. During some of these exercises, the pilots saw machines which had no visible power source, but could fly at incredible speeds. The objects were flying at about 30,000 feet. Videos were taken of a couple of the encounters. They contained not only the visual evidence, but radar readings and the voice recordings of the pilots. One of the pilots was amazed at how long the objects could keep up their incredible speed and said so. There have been so many of these incidents, it has led to the US Navy revamping the procedure for pilots to report UFOs. Before I go any further, some people are saying we are being fooled. They think we have a secret program which is building what we are now calling UFOs, and we are way ahead of the rest of the world in aircraft and even spacecraft. One might think this could be true, but there is something which cannot be explained which stands in the way of this explanation, and that is the drawings which date as far back as tens of thousands of years on cave walls which depict what we call a flying saucer. These drawings would seem to indicate these things have been around so long we don't know when they first started flying through our skies. It is interesting to note there are a lot more shapes lately, and this might indicate some UFOs are ours, but who knows? There are photos which claim to have been leaked, which was taken by a US Navy submarine, the USS Trepong. They are said to show USOs, which are UFOs which have entered the water and are known as unidentified submerged objects. They also show UFOs. The video shows saucer-shaped craft and triangular-shaped craft. There is a shot which could be a cigar-shaped UFO also. You can go to the article for the address of the photos. Admiral Vladimir Chernovin was the commander-in-chief of the Russian Navy. In 2015 he was interviewed and made a disparaging remark about us, saying we only respect power and refuse to recognize anyone who is not willing to use it. This is not about the remark, however. It is about the fact he stated he saw a UFO. He said the archives of the Soviet military navy had hundreds of reports of UFO sightings and he had personally seen a UFO. He said it looked like a round hat but was changing shapes. He said there were repeated sightings in various oceans. We can see UFO sightings are certainly not only happening with Americans, they are happening everywhere. There might even be more sightings in Russia and the former Soviet Union due to the size of the country. The oceans of the world are far bigger than the land mass, so there would be more UFO flights over them, but since the oceans are not occupied at any given time by many people, a lot of UFO flights over them are probably not seen. I don't think UFOs are here to conquer us. They could have done this any time, and even today with our best technology we are obviously hundreds and maybe thousands of years behind them.